China's most handsome man is suing people that say he has no talent. A soccer team demoted a player for excessive farting. And a new company is going to begin selling lab-grown tiger steaks. These are the weird stories for Thursday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian. I'm Jonesy. Thank you for being with me. China's most handsome man is suing those who have said he's only a pretty face. His name is Dingzhen Shenshu. He's 21 years old, and he's beautiful. Just a beautiful, beautiful young man with his whole life ahead of him. Oh, and when you're this pretty, doors just fly open, don't they? It's a good life when you're 21 years old and beautiful. Well, he's not satisfied. I'm not sure that it's enough just to be pretty. He released a letter through his lawyer and agent warning people online against posting defamatory comments about him that include insulting, terrifying, vulgar, or vilifying words, pictures, audio, or video of him. In November 2020, this all began. That was when a 7-second clip of Dingzhen smiling went viral on Chinese social media, and this led him to quickly rise to fame. That's lovely when a 7-second clip of you smiling makes you famous. Well, when you're pretty, this sort of stuff happens. There's a lot of pretty people on social media that didn't do much to get there. You know, influencers that just are gorgeous, but really have no talent, and they really don't contribute to the culture in any way. Not creative. Anyways, moving on. He was instantly famous, this Dingzhen. He was then hired as an ambassador for his hometown. He comes from the Sichuan province, which is in southwestern China. It's known as one of the most poverty-stricken counties in the country. But because of him, it turned into a popular tourist destination, apparently. People came and they were hoping to see him smile, I guess. This pretty boy was even invited to several events, including the United Nations Development Program's World Earth Day last year. Many people online, however, began ridiculing the 21-year-old as being talentless. They claim he's without talent. They also criticized his fans for purportedly placing a higher value on appearances rather than achievements. These online attacks continued. They went on. They escalated after a video of Dingzhen vaping was posted to social media in January. Here's a quote from one user. 10 years of hard academic study is not a quarter as good as Dingzhen's smile, apparently. A survey conducted by leading sports forum Hupu recently showed that 63% of the respondents believed they were actually more attractive than Dingzhen. Now, Dingzhen has already begun to pursue legal action against those who have posted defamatory comments and threatened to sue any others who suggest that he is nothing more than, quote, a handsome face. My question is this going to work? Can you actually sue people who talk smack about you on social media? I mean, isn't that what Twitter's all about anyways? Everybody's just insulting each other. How are you going to stop that? Just going to sue people? I mean, can I sue people that have written me terrible reviews of my podcast? I mean, at least I'm bringing some talent to the table here. I'm actually trying to create something. And people, you know, will put down my creation. I don't think I can sue, though. I mean, and even if I could, I wouldn't even bother. Who cares? Like, but this guy means business. I'm looking at a photo of him. He's beautiful. Yeah, he really is beautiful. He looks like those young male pop singers, those Asian pop singers. What do they call them? K-pop people. I can't tell the difference between them and young Asian women. Really, they look. The lines are a little blurred there. With those boys are beautiful, beautiful women. It seems like. This guy's very sensitive, though, this Dingzhen. He's got to really develop a harder shell, I think. You know, especially being that you're famous and you're in the news. And I mean, come on now. That's part of the job, man. People talk about you. They share photos of you. They make comments. They don't always put you down. A lot of times they praise you. I mean, what I'm saying is you can't have all of the positives that come along with fame and then just totally reject the negative parts about it. You know, it just goes hand in hand, man. But, you know, you can tell people to shut up all you want, but the way to really shut them up is for you, Ding Zhen, to go out there and, I don't know, work on some sort of talent or skill, achieve something, and then they can't say anything. Yeah, you know, take some guitar lessons or learn how to juggle in traffic, or I don't know. A professional soccer team demoted one of their players for excessive farting and other chicanery. Being a professional soccer player, guys, as you know, can be a real gas. Good one, Jonesy. Thank you. But the French soccer team, Lyon, did I say that right? Lyon. They had to discipline one of their defenders because of some gas, some serious flatulence. Lyon demoted a player named Marcelo. He's 34 years old and a defender. He's from Brazil, and he only goes by his first name, Marcelo. He's a one-named athlete, kind of like your host is a one-named podcaster. This occurred after the team's 3-0 loss to the Angers. They had to demote him. At the time, ESPN reported that Marcelo was demoted because he was caught laughing during the team captain's post-game speech. And the officials described that as inappropriate behavior. Yeah, of course, you can't be laughing during a post-game speech, especially a game that you just lost. You were shut out. That's not okay. What would Bill Belichick do, guys? That's what I always ask in life. You know what Bill Belichick would do, guys. A lot of you don't care. You hate him. I get it. Now, listen, we have an update on this inappropriate behavior because it has since emerged that team officials had another issue with Marcelo. Apparently, this defender from Brazil that goes by one name repeatedly farted around his teammates and laughed. Kept farting and laughing around his teammates. That's not very professional. And by the way, soccer's a gentleman's sport. You can't be farting and laughing. Says here, although Marcelo was considered one of the team leaders and one of the best players on Lyon, he had just signed a new contract with them right before the season started. The club was very ripe for change, though, and they demoted him to the reserves because of his laughing and his farting. Can't have this guy around the locker room just stinking it up. Very bad for morale. His contract was just terminated. Yep. He was dropped by Lyon, but then Marcelo, the farting soccer player, just signed with Bordeaux, a place that has lovely wine, from my understanding. So this guy's on a new team, and sadly, this Bordeaux team apparently stinks worse than Lyon's locker room. They lost 8 of the 10 games that Marcelo has played since joining them. This guy's not even contributing to the success of this Bordeaux team. They're floundering, losing 8 of 10. His farts and laughs aren't really raising the morale over there, is my guess. Yeah, if you're very talented, though, people will put up with your farts. They'll put up with anything. Michael Jordan was playing poker every night and taking his teammates' money. And they put up with it because he's Michael Jordan. He can do this. This is because there are special rules for special talent. It's always been this way. So if you're going to fart around your teammates, you better also be hitting homers or scoring 35 with, you know, double-digit rebounds. You know the deal. I don't know anything about soccer, so I can't really give you any game stats on that. And I know it's football. My bad.
Yay!
Would you guys like to eat a tiger steak? A startup company is about to sell lab-grown tiger steaks. Let's find out about these lab-grown tiger steaks. Lab-grown meat company called Primeval Foods is planning to bring a whole host of exotic meats to the market, including zebra, lion, elephant, tiger, brontosaurus, velociraptor. Just kidding, those last two are only on the Flintstones. It says here, instead of going on a safari, guys, and butchering endangered animals, because that's not okay behavior, this company is hoping to replicate the gastronomical experience. Gastronomical? Now they got to really use some big words. They're going to be cultivating cells inside a lab to grow their meat. This is a new approach that could make diners' lives a lot more exciting in the years to come, especially if you like eating game, which I'm not a big fan of. I've tried some things. They never seem to taste very good to me. Never tried tiger meat, though, nor zebra, nor elephant, really. It says here, this is a clever take on the trend, especially considering most of the company's potential customers have no idea what any of those exotic meats even taste like. And the company has already found a couple of Michelin-starred restaurants in London to preview its dishes, including tiger steak. The company claims that lab meat, quote, allows us to produce food from any species without the expense of nature and animals. It allows us to explore what is beyond the tip of the iceberg, as a matter of fact. But as is the case for most, if not all, other lab-grown meat alternatives, the process still relies on live animals, although minimally. We select a small sample of tissue from the healthiest wild animals. Meanwhile, they continue to enjoy their life, that's all. Very non-invasive. While big cats have a unique amino acid and protein profile, elephants actually have more fattiness in their muscle tissue, which makes for an exceptional umami experience. We are currently working on the Siberian tiger, the leopard, the black panther, the Bengal tiger, the white lion, the lion, and the zebra. Primeval Foods isn't the only company trying to stray from the usual selection of beef and chicken in the rising world of lab-grown meat. There's a company called Orbillion Bio, for instance. This is a startup trying to bring lab-grown elk sausages and even Wagyu sashimi to the market. There's certainly a growing momentum behind lab-grown meat, but whether consumers will play along and be willing to sample elephant and giraffe meat remains to be seen. And that's only if they can get the price down to an accessible level. This stuff is expensive, apparently. Well, among the other advantages of eating lab-grown meat, apparently it's climate-friendly, they say. So, I don't know. I would try lab-grown meat. I never have. Would you guys try lab-grown meat? They're offering a lot of animals on the menu with this lab-grown option. Perhaps they could bring back extinct animals as well. Wouldn't you like to have like a saber-toothed tiger kebab? Sounds pretty cool. Also, I'm very curious for those vegans that listen to my podcasts. Are you guys okay with lab-grown meats? Does that fall into an acceptable place in your culinary ideology, shall we say? Call the show. 646-450-2012. Yes, my weirdos. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast that we have in existence. What is this voice you're asking me? I have no idea. I'm just experimenting with it. I want to give thanks and praise right up top, guys. Taylor Williams bought me coffees and wrote me a little note. Thanks for making me laugh, is what Taylor wrote. That's all, just thanks for making me laugh. I don't know what I did, Taylor. I don't know what episode, but I'm glad. I'm glad I made you laugh. Perhaps you spit out your own coffee when I made you laugh. That makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside. The idea that someone would listen to my podcast and spit out their coffee, makes me feel good. There's also a Taylor Williams who's a patron, because I'm looking at your name on my wall. Taylor Williams from Indy. Is it the same? One and the same? Taylor Williams is not a very original name, I know. So there's probably many Taylor Williams, just like there's many Chris Joneses, which is my name. Just very unoriginal. But if you are the same Taylor Williams, then you're also a patron. So, I mean, I'm just doubly grateful that you would, in addition to support me on the Patreon, then also buy me coffees because I made you laugh. Unbelievable. I'm feeling the love, guys, on a Thursday is what I'm saying. Tomorrow's Friday, as you all know, and that's going to be Florida Friday. I'm only doing weird news from the state of Florida. Those of you who are regular listeners don't need to be told that, but there might be some new people listening. And if you'd like to send me Florida stories, make sure they're recent, and make sure you email me the link to the article. You can send it to funnyjones@gmail.com, or you can submit them through my website, weirdafnews.com, as well. Weirdafnews.com is a place where you can also buy me a coffee like Taylor Williams did, or join the Patreon like I think Taylor Williams did. So check that out. Support the show. I guess I'll see you tomorrow on Florida Friday. Looking forward to it, guys. Looking forward to it. Send over the stories. We'll try and do the best we can.